Keine Macht zu dem, I got me fucking. Quatsch, bin ich auch fein, sound gonna be the sign. I got me fucking. The kids are alright, so I'm looking for the fine. I got me fucking. I used to be a punk, but now punk's on blue. I got me fucking. Well, I've got my park, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in me neck. I only bought one because we make it. Supposed to be the fashion, I want to be mad. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev up. I used to be a punk, but now punk songs. We'll be right back.
my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
Strange.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas, 101.5 UMFM.
It's 1993, if you didn't guess.
We are taking you back.
Yep.
30 years.
30 years. But it's actually amazing. When you listen to the music 30 years ago, it's not much different than it is today.
You're right.
Yeah.
Like, those songs easily could kind of slide in. It's funny, because you're right. When you think about 30 years...
From 93 to 63. It was a big...
Huge difference. Yeah, that's an amazing point.
Yeah.
I wonder if we just, like, made all the progression musically in the 60s and 70s, and then it's just... regurgitation?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's horrible to say for people who love music. We're like, bleh.
Yeah. But it's true.
But it's true, maybe. Yeah.
Everything repeats itself. There's only so many chords.
Right.
And so many combinations of notes, right, Hunter?
Unless you want to get microtonal and be weird.
Yeah, you're getting weird, kid.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Yes.
You have entered the time machine.
Yes, we have.
And gone back to 1993.
Yeah, when I was walking those halls in high school.
You were walking
Stonewall,
the high school halls.
You were walking them so hard.
Yeah.
Ruling the school, Mr. I'm graduating.
Yeah.
So there's a reason we're going back to 1993.
Yes, because this Saturday is my 30th high school reunion.
Does it make you, like, choke a little bit?
Yes.
I know a couple of years ago when my class had the 25th, I was like...
Wow.
Yeah, you're saying wow. How do you think we...
No, that's what I thought you...
Oh, yeah. It was like... It was more like wow and a holy frick.
Yeah.
Holy shisa.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Be careful. Yeah.
Quiet.
Yeah, it's like time is such a weird construct, and it just disappears in the flash of an eye. Hunter, this is lost on you right now because you're a teenager. But the older you get, you are so aware of the passage of time.
Yeah.
And how things have just, you know, to me, high school still feels like it was 5 years ago.
Right.
But it's 30 years ago. It's kind of wild. Yeah. And it's funny, Hunter. I had a talk with one of your teachers during a parent teacher, and they were saying how we were just having a discussion, just chatting, and how high school, like the 3 years of high school from 10 to 12, I'll say.
9 to 12.
I know, people consider 9, but I like to, for us it was 10.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with those 3 years. But anyway, that age from when you go from 10 to 12, there's a lot of growing up you do. You form a lot of bonds with people that become... probably lifelong bonds. I one of my best friends is somebody I met in grade 12. I'm still friends with. And things like the music and what was in the culture, so things that you're experiencing as a kid now, Hunter, in high school, are probably going to stick with you when you become our age. Yeah. Hmm. So think about that. All the, Dilupa. SZA. Is that right? Is that how you say
SZA?
SZA?
SZA and Dua Lipa.
You don't listen to this stuff. You are so my child because I didn't listen to a lot of them. I did, actually, because the music was really good.
Yeah.
So take it over, Daniel. What did we dig into here?
We started up with What's Up by Four Non Blondes.
How could you not do What's a show up? Of 1993 and not play that song?
It's such a good song. So I did it on karaoke a few months ago, so that's how good it
is. It's, yeah.
Yeah. And then we went into Fade Into You by Maisie Starr.
So good.
I actually just discovered this song, like, what, 6 months
really?
Ago?
Yeah. I fell in. There was a period there where I was, like, a huge Bjork fan.
Yeah.
And PJ Harvey and a little bit of getting into Tori Amos, and I got into Maisie Starr a little bit.
I never listened to that stuff. I was more into Chili Peppers. And,
Yeah, I got into the dark. I wanted to be a goth girl. Never really happened.
And then we finish it off with Come Undone.
Which, hence why I listened to that song.
Duran Duran.
Your girlfriend who wanted to be the goth girl in high school.
Wow.
Yeah, Duran Duran had a huge comeback with that album. Like, they were pretty dormant.
They were pretty much dead after 86, I think.
What was the name of that album?
I think it was called a wedding album or something like that.
Actually, it says it's just Duran Duran. So it was just self-titled.
Yeah.
Huh. But yeah, that Come Undone was a huge hit for them. And they really had a resurgence in 93.
Yep.
So good choices.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at the set list. Music was good when we were in high school.
Yep.
I can't believe that the next song we're going to play, that was 93. It feels like it was later to me because... But I think it feels later. We're going to play Nirvana. I think it feels later to me because Nirvana... started when you were in high school?
Yeah, started in 91.
And Kurt died when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And which is like a defining moment for me in high school when Kurt died. Like the way that, because we didn't have the internet.
Yeah.
And the way that news rippled through the school was the most bizarre thing.
Yeah.
Like very bizarre. But should we just get into it?
Yeah, here's Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana.
Which is a song about Courtney's you-know-what.
Her heart-shaped box.
That's exactly right.
Which is a music box sitting on the dresser.
Yes.
She has me like a Pisces when I am weak. I've been locked inside your heart-shaped box. Into your magnetar, yeah.
Might be found to take it. crash here tonight. You'd see I'm no shape for driving. Anyway, I've got no place to go. And you know it might not be that bad. You were the best I'd ever had. If I hadn't thrown the whole thing years ago, I may not be alone. Tomorrow we could drive around this town and let the cops chase us around. Past is gone, something might be found. To take its place.
Encompass cool the way Lenny Kravitz does.
Right?
I don't know, like, he could probably wear a sack. And I mean a legit potato sack, and he'd look cool doing it.
I know. He's one of those guys.
It's like Prince.
Yep.
He's got that, like, there's just something. There's just something. Like, you can't put your finger on
it's
it.
It's that je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, no, it's like what, it's like, I don't know what.
But yeah, it's that, I don't know what. Yeah. Je ne sais, that is called le je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, I loved Lenny Kravitz. Like, I was hard on the Lenny Kravitz train when Lenny Kravitz was.
Well, when this song came out, I was like, yo, yeah.
Oh, my God, it was so good.
Yeah.
So good. I was, are you going to go my way?
Yes.
Which I've heard is supposed to be about Jesus.
I don't
Did
know.
You hear that too?
No.
No? Somebody said it was like a Jesus. Like, I don't know.
Believe what you want.
Believe what you want. The internet's a crazy place. Before that was Hey Josie.
it's Josie.
Talk about, like, what do they call it? A Montegreen is when you hear a lyric wrong.
Yeah.
I always, as growing up, I thought it was Hey Josie. Like, Hey Josie. And it's like, no, it's Jealousy.
Hey Josie.
Hey Josie.
I heard some, like, a DJ announce it on the radio, and I was like, I'm dumb.
Oh, wow. Jealousy.
The song makes so much more sense now. And then Nirvana.
Yeah, with Heart-Shaped Box.
Heart-Shaped Box. So, high school.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about high school. Was it, like, a good time for you?
It was. Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was pretty good.
Yeah? Yeah. Like, good memories of high school?
Yeah.
That's good.
I wasn't stuffed in lockers. I wasn't, you know.
Were you, like, in a clique?
Surprisingly, my school didn't really have.
You didn't have.
Like, we had the hockey players, you know.
Right.
As typical small town.
Small town.
Canada, you know.
Yeah.
But it seemed like everybody kind of knew each other because it's a small, really very small town.
Yeah.
There's actually three small towns in one high school. So
That's right. Yeah. Because you had Stonewall.
We had Stonewall, Balmoral, and Stony Mountain.
Yeah, that's
there,
right.
So.
Everybody went to the same one.
Yeah. So we all kind of knew each other from elementary
Yeah, so there wasn't
school.
A lot of segregation. You go to a little bit bigger of a high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there like are there a lot of cliques there?
I don't know.
Well, you talk about the gym bro in your class last year who was talking about his sick gains. So I guess there's like the gym rats.
I guess.
The band very nerds. Are you
not
a band
really.
Nerd?
Kind
of. That's fine. I was a drama nerd, Hunter. Oh, my God. I was queen of the drama
I mean,
nerds.
There are the drama people, I guess.
There is.
I was just a nerd.
Theater kids.
The theater kids, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have theater, so we didn't have that.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, like, I went to a really big high school. I was having this discussion with a friend of mine because we were talking how it's your reunion. And I was like, it's funny how everybody's high school experience can be so different.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're learning the same crap, but I went to, like, the largest high school in Manitoba at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very clicky. Like, very clicky. But you're right, though. The older we got, I found, like, by the time you're in grade 12... Yeah, we had our groups, but it was all right. And, you know, I was with the weird drama stoner nerds. You did not hear that.
I heard
that. And, you know, I hung out sometimes with the skater kids and sometimes with the goth kids. And I was friends with the drama nerds and the art nerds and the band nerds. Like, everybody.
For us, it was like the hockey. Yeah. It was the Christians. It was the, you know, the metalheads and...
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of excited to see how you interact with all these people you used to go to high school with.
The thing is, I didn't really interact with them very much.
Well, that's why I'm curious, because those who don't know Daniel, you're very quiet.
I'm very quiet and introverted.
You're a quiet guy, unless you know people and you've kind of like... It's so funny. My friend is like, what on earth do you and Daniel talk about? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we talk
Everything.
Each other's ears off.
Yeah.
But it's because we're... You know, but when it comes in groups, you're quiet. Yeah. You're an observer. So I'm curious to see, like... what this is going to be like on weekend. I'm excited.
I mean, I'm like that too, so.
I'm like that too. Yeah, like, that's why I think why the three of us are very similar people.
We are.
Yes.
Yeah. So, speaking of the three of us,
yes.
We did not go to Nuit Blanche because somebody got sick.
Well, Hunter got sick on Thursday.
I got sick,
so
and then
fault.
I made you sick. And then
you got sick on Friday night, Saturday.
Okay, so my dad got sick, then he made me sick, then I made you sick.
So, word to the wise, something is going around this city because, like, people are dropping like flies.
Yeah, and I haven't caught it yet, so fingers crossed.
Let's hope
knock
you
on
don't.
Wood.
So, just a word to the wise people, like, it is out there, and it's bad.
I don't know if I don't know if it's COVID again or if it's just like a bad cold.
I think it's just
something.
A bad cold.
I think it's
going around.
Both, because I've had some people test positive for COVID that I know.
I just didn't bother to take a test.
I wasn't
really
going anywhere.
Anymore,
I was staying at home. Yeah. If I was, you know, had to go into the office, I would be taking a COVID test. But I'm like, I work from home.
Yeah.
But There is some COVID going around the city. Yep. Like, it's spreading a bit, so please be careful. And this freaking cold is hitting everybody. It's hitting people hard.
Yep.
I mean, that's getting to cold and flu season.
It's cold and flu season. So get your flu shots, people.
Yes.
Get your COVID boosters, please.
Yes.
It's a simple task you can do that'll protect the elderly, the less immune people, right? Those who are at risk the most, so...
Yep.
That's my little spiel. But anyway, so we missed Nuit Blanche.
Yes, we did.
I heard, I almost hate to say this, that it hasn't been as great as in past years. But I've also heard that the funding has been cut drastically for Nuit Blanche. And that that plays a huge factor, right?
Yep.
So when times get tough and the economy's in the pooper, government always cuts art funding.
Yep.
Right?
It's kind of sad.
It is very sad because I think it came out in the pandemic. A lot of people were saying, like, what do people turn to in times of despair, grief, anger? They turn to art. They turn to music. Yeah, well, that too. That's what makes them angry. But they turn to those things, and cutting the funding that produces those things is actually going to, like, hamper us, I think.
Yeah.
So, but people said there were some great displays and it was a good time. So I... kind of feel bad we didn't go.
That's okay. Next year.
Next year. I know. I still feel bad. But we will be going to the punk rock flea market in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Am I going to be with you that time or?
No.
No.
Okay.
So talk to your father. Tell him it's over 2 days.
Yeah.
It's Saturday and Sunday here at the university. Free to get in.
Free? Oh,
nice. Yeah. Probably over double the amount of vendors.
Yeah.
Like an insane amount of cool vendors. We'll be setting up shop right here. If you know where the radio station is, or it's in the same building.
Yep.
It's on major bus routes. There's lots of parking. There's a parkade that connects directly, like a covered, sort of heated parkade.
You don't even have to go outside.
You don't even have to go outside. No. And it's super accessible for people who have mobility aids from the parkade.
Yep.
Elevators, ramps, you name it, the university has it. So... follow the Punk Rock Flea Market on Instagram and Facebook for all the details. And TikTok.
Yeah.
All the sick deets,
all
bro.
All the sick deets, bro. Here's Hunter, like, peppering the show with modern flair.
I don't know. I was just listening.
That's just two pieces of flair.
Yeah.
Sick deets, yo.
Sick deets,
yo.
Yeah.
So definitely come check it out. Also, that weekend is the...
Manitoba Music Record Sale.
Manitoba Music Record Sale, which we will be vending. Well, you'll be vending.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Ooh.
You'll be there bright and early Sunday morning.
Yeah, it'll be my birthday. Come say happy birthday.
Come say happy birthday.
Bring some cake.
Ooh, yeah. Your birthday soon.
Well, Daniel likes pie.
Yeah, pie.
And he likes...
pumpkin pie with
pumpkin pie
with Cool Whip on it.
And he likes lemon meringue pie.
Yeah, lemon meringue pie.
And cupcakes. So if you want to, you know, sprinkle a little birthday love on one of your favorite radio show hosts.
Yeah.
Our donuts.
Basically anything sweet. You're a sweet tooth, dude.
Double doubles.
But definitely
get him
come
coffee,
on.
He'll be happy.
Yeah. He's an easy to please guy. I'm very lucky. Like coffee and cupcakes and donuts. I'm good. So yeah, you're going to be there with your table.
Yep.
Might have a friend with you. We'll see.
Yep.
Some cool records, tapes.
Yes. Oh yeah.
CDs.
Some books.
Yeah.
All
some memorabilia. Yeah.
And maybe some stickers if I order them on time.
Yeah, if they get here on time.
No laser discs.
No 8-tracks.
No.
Damn it.
Sorry. I draw the line at 8-tracks. But yeah, definitely come check it out. I think it's $5 to get in. Sunday only. Doors open at 9:30 or 10.
9, I think.
I was taking a stab and I didn't get it at all.
I think it's like 9 o'clock, 9:30.
Something like that. Put it this way. If it's the type of thing you're interested in, you know what time it opens. You'll be there. What else is going on?
This weekend on Saturday is the Vinyl Vault at the Manitoba Chambers.
That's right. Vinyl Vault is a good old time.
Yep.
A good way to kind of pad out your collection.
Yes, like a good affordable records. If you get there early enough, you get the good stuff.
Yes. I think there's lots of good stuff in the shelves if you're willing to
If you're willing to dig.
Like, I remember the first few times, even before I met you and I was going, I would easily give myself an hour to 2 hours there. And usually by then I'm like, it's hot, I'm out of here.
Yeah,
it does
a lot
get
of
hot.
Good filler stuff they have for your collection. So
cheap.
Yep.
Good people. Go check it out.
Yes. What else is happening? Go vote on Tuesday.
Yes. Oh my God. Please go vote.
Yeah. I don't care who you vote for, vote for someone.
Just vote for somebody.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you for that. That's a very important
Don't vote for the stupid people. Vote for the good, smart people, but they're all dumb, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. We're all fucked anyways. Sorry. Didn't say that.
Language.
This political message brought to you by Daniel. So we're going to get back into the tunes. So we got some James.
Laid.
Can we play this?
Yeah, we can play this.
All right.
Let's play this.
We're playing it.
I thought I was alone. Just to let them all fuck you. Blur.
Oh, God. New Order.
That's New Order.
Frick.
Joy Division.
Regrets. Before that was Counting Crows, Mr. Jones, James Laid. Yep. We're out of here.
Yes, we are.
Have
yes,
a great we weekend, everybody. Yep. And
have
we'll
a wonderful weekend.
See you guys next week.
Next week.
All right.
See you all next time.
Here's some U2.
My favorites. I buy them. Let's go.
Stay. From Hawaii, so close.
Green light, 7-Eleven. You stop in for a pack of cigarettes. You don't smoke, don't even want to. Hey now, check your change. Dressed up like a car crash. The wheels are turning, but you're upside down. You say when he hits you, you don't mind.